BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We catch up with Rory, our friend from Northern Ireland, otherwise known as Frostbit Kid. He's released a song. Another listener tries to blow Chris's mind with science. And one of my favourite ever Real or No Reels, including Greg James and a live shirt ripping.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Afternoon, it's Scott here. What is going on this week? Alan Rickman now.
So sad.
I know. So many people messaging into Radio 1 about it. It's all over Twitter and Facebook. Alan Rickman's died. Dan says, I can't believe it. Such a massive part of my childhood. Really sad. All the legends.
Professor Snape.
I know. This is Scott Mills on Radio 1. I hope your Thursday's all right. It's been a bit of a rubbish week, though.
Yeah. It's just incredibly sad. And, both of them aged 69. It's young. It's just such a shame. And, as you just said, a lot of people's childhood. Harry Potter, of course, and Love Actually. And,
many people upset about that at the moment. Coldplay coming up and also The Vamps to play next on Radio 1. So at the moment, I can see that Nick Grimshaw is sat in a room with Leonardo DiCaprio. And you're going to hear this interview tomorrow on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Star of The Revenant. Quite hard, that. The Revenant. I know Grimmy was struggling with that this morning.
I think I keep saying it wrong.
Say it. What's the name of the film?
It's The Revenant. That's right, yeah?
But it is quite...
I think I've been saying The Revenants. Irrelevant.
Exciting, though, that Grimmy is sat in a room, like, inches away from Leonardo.
He is. Have you ever met him?
I haven't, you know. No.
Because everything I see of him, he's super cool. When he did his speech, he just seems... I know he's obviously a massive star, but he seems very nice and very fair.
Yeah.
Like, not a massive, massive diva, but I may have got this completely wrong.
I don't know. I've never met him, but he seems cool.
I can't wait to see what he's like with Grimmy.
I know.
I think that's a really good barometer with people.
Yeah.
Because Grimmy's just fun and open and...
However, I did hear talk, and I heard Grimmy and Fiona talking about it this morning, that he was going to take some raw bison liver. Like, I don't know where you'd find that at short notice, but he was going to take some liver with him to the interview. And do you know what? I just thought of you suddenly. I was like, that's one of those things that sounds like a great idea in the studio to you.
Yeah.
And is massively misjudged when you get there, when you actually turn up with some meat and go, oh, here we are. It's like you heard in the film. And you just see loads of publicists and probably Leonardo himself go, really? But it seemed hilarious idea when you were at Radio 1. That's the kind of thing you would do.
They've done well to get hold of that, though.
I don't think...
If they have.
I hope they haven't, because it's going to go really wrong and someone will be like, OK, we're not doing the interview. I don't think he would have done it. No. I think it was just all talk.
Well, let's hope it's all... Well, it looks like it's go, 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 according to the R1 Breakfast Twitter account.
Yeah, and I can't see any meat in the shot, so I think it's all good. So, Leonardo DiCaprio with Grimmy tomorrow morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So you've seen the James Corden Adele video, right? Most people have.
It's good.
Yeah, in the car. Great harmonies, too. People, though, are worried that earlier Clara Amfo pressed her best thing of 2016 ever button too early. Here's what Clara said about this video earlier.
Adele can rap, you know. Adele really can rap, so she's done carpool karaoke with James Corden, and as expected, it is brilliant. It's just great. And in it, she sings a few of her own songs, obviously, does the Spice Girls Wannabe, takes on Mel B's rap perfectly, and then she went on and did Nicki Minaj's verses from Kanye's Monster. Lyric perfect. She's just great. And I love the fact that she just does her little garage girl fingers with everything she sings. She's wonderful. If you get a chance today, honestly, watch it. It will be the best thing you watch today. Potentially... I'd say this year so far, because we're only in January, so I can get away with saying that.
Oh, she nearly did it, but I don't think... A lot of people have been messaging about this. I don't think she did say best thing... Well, she didn't say the best thing of 2016 ever. She said so far.
She didn't, but she sounded like she was about to say that, suddenly realised what we've been saying, and then changed it. But then saying that, I still think the so far thing's a bit of an issue, because I think if you keep putting stuff up saying this is the best thing of 2016 so far, I still think you should only be cashing in one of those.
Yeah, we've been saying this week. You can just press your buzzer once, like the golden buzzer on Britain's Got Talent. And if you want to say at this early stage of the year, yes, that's the best thing of 2016, go for it.
Otherwise, we're constantly pressing on stuff. What are you saying? Are you allowed to say so far? What's the rules here?
I don't think so, no. You've just got to commit. So, Clara, if you think that's the best thing of 2016, go ahead. Hit your best thing ever alarm. But you only get to do it once for the rest of the year. And it is only January.
Otherwise, just say it's very good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's definitely the Vamps' best song so far. The Vamps and Rest Your Love. See, it doesn't work so far, does it?
Oh, sorry. I thought you'd been... I forgot what you were going on about there. I was like, really? You think that's the best Vamps song so far?
I'm just saying so far is not committing, is it? Just either say it's the best thing ever. Don't say so far.
No, so far is a real cop-out. It's for weak people.
It's like, imagine if you... Imagine if you're in a relationship. Yeah, this is the best relationship so far. You wouldn't say that. Commit to it. This is the best relationship ever. And it's the same with best things of 2016.
No, I think what we're saying is spot on. You get one voucher, you get one press of the button.
Yeah.
Go big. If you think this is that good, go big. It's the best thing of 2016.
In.
That's it.
Just the one cash in of your chips.
None of this so far. Come
so
on, don't
far.
Be weak.
Come on. Now, you know the guy off of You Wouldn't Belong Getting Frostbit, which is a year ago now, by the way.
Oh, God, You Wouldn't Belong Getting Frostbit.
Now, he's been... Rory's his name. We've spoke to him before on the show quite a lot. I've had various missed calls from him at different times of the day and night. I think that's because he's using his mum's phone. I believe he still doesn't have his own phone. But we're going to try and call him, because he's got some news for us, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A while back now, we found out about this great video online. It was brought to our attention. It's a guy in Northern Ireland being interviewed on the TV news while it was particularly cold, and he said this.
Oh, God, it's well time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Well, the mother says we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbit.
And so his name is Rory, and now he's just become known as the Frostbit Boy because he said that.
He's so good. He's just such a great character.
He really is.
Everything he does is epic.
And we've been in touch with him ever since that happened.
Do you remember when he left his exams? This was the thing. He became famous for that. You wouldn't be long getting frostbit. And then he left his exam on horseback.
He did.
On one of them, singing a song.
Yes.
Railroad, take me home to the place.
There he is, leaving his exams there on a horse. Quite a character, isn't he? Now, I've had some missed calls from him, so obviously there's something going on. So I'm going to try and ring him now. You never know whether he's going to answer or not. But this is Rory, the Frostbit kid. Are we ringing? Yeah. Always good to catch up with him.
Hello?
Hello, is that Rory?
That's all right, eh?
All right. It's Scott here. Scott Mills.
Oh, Scott, sorry. How are you getting on, Scott?
You all right?
Oh, I'm keeping 100, all right. What's the story with yourself?
Yeah.
Well, Chris is here.
Chris is here as well.
All right, Chris, how are you?
All right, Rory.
What's the crack?
I tell you what, it's pretty cold today, isn't it?
It certainly is good. Oh, sure, there's plenty of snow here with us.
So,
do the phrase.
So, you really wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
Oh, you wouldn't be long.
Yes.
Now, we've had several missed calls from you, Rory.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Have you been trying to get hold of us?
I was just trying to tell you just about this new single we had coming out there.
You've got a new single, yes. I've seen this online.
Did you see the video?
Seen it, yeah.
Seen the video, Rory.
Oh, did you like it all right?
Oh we liked it all right.
There was many as the one saying, all right, that's 3 minutes of their life they'll never be getting back. But sure, what can you do?
We've got to say, I don't know whether you've seen Frostbit Boy's video yet for his new single. It's quite racy, Rory.
Oh, it's definitely racy, all right.
Yeah. And who's that lady there, then?
Oh, well, that's a wee woman there, Elaine McCann. She's from Bangor there.
So did she have to go for an audition?
Well, there wasn't too many queuing up to audition, I can tell you, but, we just had to find somebody who was happy enough to let on to be an old goose there that I could wake up like the morning after the night before, and she volunteered herself, and that was 100%.
Rory, take a breath.
So, Mills, is the new song from Rory, Frostbit Kid.
All with me looking for a woman.
And it's called what, Rory?
The Girl For Me.
The Girl For Me. Let's have a little blast of that now. No, I can't seem to break. Take me down to the fair, old sunny and a country boy, you see. There's alcohol that makes me fall, but it never bothered me. So one, two, three, drink four, and four, got a woman while they last. If you'll raise a glass and maybe cut the grass, then you're the girl for me. You're the girl for me. It's very catchy.
Oh, definitely. I was all right, dude. Spinning around your head all day.
It's only been online for a day, Scott. I mean, I'm looking at the YouTube right now. It's had about 50,000 views.
Crazy.
In a day. And then, obviously, it seems to be doing well on Facebook.
It's about 500,000 on Facebook, all right.
Hmm. I've got to say, the voice is better than I was expecting.
I know all with it. I tell you, your man at that mixing desk there, your man Cormac O'Kane, God, he really was a wizard with all that music, all right. God, you nearly think I could sing, all right.
The man with the mixing desk was a wizard.
Do you remember when Zane Lowe used to do those interviews with Eminem and Kanye West, Jay-Z, and they just sat there listening to music and talked through the process?
While nodding, sincerely.
Wouldn't you love to hear this? This one.
Oh, I'd love to do that, all right.
Scott Mills meets Frostbit Boy.
Yeah.
In conversation.
We make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, we could sit at a mixing desk and just appreciate all of your work together.
All right, so what, and trying it on that we talk normally or something?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's the next stunt from you, Rory? I mean, you're obviously most famous for being the Frostbit Kid. Oh, you wouldn't be long getting frostbit.
Oh, God, you wouldn't be long getting frostbit.
And then you rode out of your exams on a horse.
I certainly did.
Which,
ride.
Yeah, that picture got around, and now you've got a song out.
We've got a song out now, all right. That's, well, I suppose, I mean, as I say, awkward. I mean, it was all just, I mean, never. I mean, that just is what, you know, what it says to the next person in the street, just a wee comment there, just on the news, as you know yourself. Then all of a sudden, bang, we were everywhere, all right. But, I mean, that's the thing, all right. I mean, we had that name there, all right, so we just sort of thought about it, we might as well just see how it all goes and have a bit of crack. Well, as I say, we've sort of hit the ground running with us and raised a bit of money for charity and all that there, but I think we'll do a wee bit more, all right, a bit more crack and a bit more carry on, all right, now. We've a win of funny videos and all that coming up now, all right, so we should, we'll be keeping our luck now, all right.
I couldn't have said it better
myself.
I agree
with everything there. I bet you get loads of people asking for selfies.
Oh, certainly. I mean, it was the year's anniversary of it there yesterday, so it was.
What, a frostbit?
Of the frostbite, 13th of January 2015.
Wow. And you're probably in like some big mansion now, aren't you?
No, we're still just in the same house, all right.
At the moment?
Well, we've not been turfed out yet.
Wait till the money starts to roll in, Rory.
Oh, that's up, all right. Oh, no. What was I going to say? But that's, we're thinking even in putting up a memorial now, all right, and it's thought that it all first happened.
What do you mean?
We're thinking of putting up a wee memorial just in the place that it all first happened, and then we're just going to have like a big celebration just to open it up there, a big unveiling of it.
Hang on a minute.
You're going to have a memorial plaque?
In the place that the frostbit interview first happened, just as it was so monumental.
So there's going to be a plaque by that bus stop, wasn't it, saying you wouldn't long be getting frostbit?
Uh-huh, that's just in the place that it all first happened, we're going to have a wee plaque up just for a bit of crack and have a wee opening of it.
Oh, you're going to open it for them?
I think we will, all right.
That's fantastic.
Do you know what I love about you, Roy? You're a doer. You're a positive person, you're a doer.
Oh, what do I tell you? Oh, there'll be some tourism then.
Some tourism, yeah, there will definitely be. People will be coming from all over the world to come and see that plinth.
Oh, sure, maybe we'll get you over there sometime when we get it up. I'll let you know the crack.
Oh, we'd love to come. We could do a live show from there.
Oh, certainly good. No bother at all.
Right, no bother. Right, good to speak to you, Rory. It always just makes my day every time we chat.
Definitely. Well, hey, we'll still definitely have to get this run out to you now at some stage. We definitely will.
Definitely. We need to meet in person.
We do.
Let's make it our plan for 2016.
Right. I promise. We'll
promise.
Over in 2016 for a wee cup of tea.
Yeah, okay, wee cup of tea.
And we go on the show.
Yes. We're just making noises now, so all right then.
No bother, right? That's right. The other one. All right, all right.
Rory, you're a legend.
You're a legend.
We love you.
Love you.
All right, we'll see you anyway. Good luck. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. Louise on Twitter says, just heard Frostbit Boy being interviewed on Radio 1 about his new single, For Real. Ames says, he is my absolute favourite. He's quite a tonic.
I know what you mean. If you're having a bad day, I love him. Dobbs on the M4 says, Rory's song is actually like a better third Mumford & Sons album.
Oof.
And Nige on the M6, love Frostbit's single. What a banger. Andrea off of Southampton is also a big fan. I just really enjoy speaking to him. He's such a cool guy.
Few people have had a great idea, which is that Avicii should collaborate with him. It does sound like the kind of song that could you know, tickle Avicii's fancy. So I'm going to tweet Avicii right now.
Get in touch with Tim. And,
it is Tim, isn't it?
Tim Berg.
Yeah.
Tim Bergling. And see what he says.
I'm going to do that right now, because if we can make this happen, potentially a huge farmhouse record on the way.
Apparently, did I do another really posh fantastic in the chat with Rory there? Loads of people are saying it.
A couple of people have picked up on this.
Okay.
Why did you go posh again?
I don't know. I did this during the Eddie Redmayne chat. So here's my chat with Rory.
I think we're well, all right.
That's fantastic. Still not as good as the Eddie Redmayne one where I went full on posho.
Yeah, that it sits in my living room.
The Scott Mills Daily.
2-0, 2-0, 2-0.
It's cringeworthy when you go down this route.
No need to be bitter about it just because we won and you didn't.
I take it you're referring to the Southampton-Watford game last night.
Which we almost went to. I bet you're glad that I wasn't there now, because I would have been a gloating away.
Definitely.
So, yeah, you lost, really. Southampton 2, Watford 0, 0.
Who's the next Southampton game against?
I don't know. only our second win in 9 games, though, so it's a bit of a relief.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you crashed and burned. And now we're only 2 points behind you. Where are you? You're 10th, we're 12th.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Paddy McGuinness was very funny on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning, chatting about the new series of Take Me Out. It's still good, Take Me Out, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's still so good.
So good.
And obviously the conversation turned to what Grimmie would do to to impress the girls on the show. What would you do, Chris? I've always wondered this.
Yeah, I've always wondered this as well.
What would you do? Why don't you come down in the lift, love? Live, love, lift. Why don't you come down there, right? You do a little, probably do a little.
Yeah, I wouldn't do the full-on thing that I see a lot of people do, you know. Just a little. To one side, like, way!
Or a little bum wiggle.
Side, like,
you'll just do your little bogle move, won't you?
I could do that, yeah. I'd probably just wave at both sides, acknowledge they're both there. And then head to the back.
Hello,
but
ladies.
If it got to the round where I then had to do something, because what I like as well is every series that goes on, it sort of ramps up.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's just like, I'm going to show you my muscles. Okay, good. But then sometimes they do proper tricks.
Yeah, but when someone's got something good, like a proper talent, they put a lot of production into it now.
What would you do then?
Oh, it's so tricky, because I've often thought this, and then I think to myself, do you know what? I'll just deal with it near the time if I was ever on that show.
But imagine I'm sending you down now in the love lift.
Yeah, I'm down the love lift. I've got through a couple of rounds, right, and I need to do something to impress.
What are you going to do to impress the ladies?
I would probably try and impress them with conversation.
Okay, and if that didn't work out, just saying.
If that didn't work out, I would probably cook a lasagna.
That takes ages.
Yeah, but I do make a banging lasagna.
Yeah, but
now,
that takes ages.
I?
All your lights will be off by then. These girls move on quick. Have you not seen the show?
Yeah, but everything else has been done before, and they would love it. As soon as they had a taste of it, they'd be like, yes, and be, they wouldn't be pressing the buzzer, actually. That's not what you want.
What's that going to take you? 2 hours? They don't have that time. It's got to be done, like, quick.
No, but it could be like on a cookery show where some stuff's been made.
All right, actually, girls, I've made this for you.
You start with an empty tray. And in about 30 seconds, it goes from that to full-on lasagna. You just keeps taking stuff out of the oven, basically.
Yeah, after the break, they come back from a break and the lasagna's, like, amazingly been made in about three minutes.
And they're loving it. What would you do?
I don't know, you know. I've never really thought about it.
Would you do a little radio show?
Well, maybe.
That'd be funny. Can you imagine that?
I'm never going to be in that position, though. Never.
I really hope. Have they ever had a DJ on before? That'd be so good.
Yeah.
Someone doing a little radio show.
But also, I'm up against loads of girls. It's not going to happen. Do
good
you not
point,
know?
Actually, they've not done that.
Do you not know? Not,
yeah, that's not happened before, has it? That, yeah, I don't think.
No. You do know, right?
Yeah. Oh, right, I know. Okay. I picked up a few hints.
Okay. Obviously, this morning, the conversation turned to what Grimmie would do to impress the girls on the show. And Grimmie came out with something that I never knew about him.
If you show me a dog, I can name that breed.
Where did that come from? Now, we've both known Grimmie a while. Yeah. I never knew that.
If you show me a dog, I can name that breed.
Obviously, Paddy wanted proof.
Right, I'm calling him out. Right, I've got one up here. Now, I know this might not work on radio because everyone's...
Don't matter.
But I'll tweet the picture, right?
Okay.
What's that bad boy?
Is it an Alaskan Malamute?
What? I told you!
Is it? Shut up, baby! You know that!
Really?
He could have made the last bit up, for all I know.
That is incredible.
It's really impressive.
That's like me with area codes for phones.
It is the same, yeah.
How does he know that?
I loved Paddy McGuinness on This Morning. I loved it when he was chatting about foxes as well. He'd never heard of foxes. Apparently he was out with Keith Lemon last night. Keith Lemon was talking about foxes and asked Paddy McGuinness what he thought of foxes. And he was like, all right, they sort of sniff around my bins. And it's so good. He's just brilliant.
He's hilarious. And I'm looking forward to that new series as well. But yeah, Grimmy, with the dogs.
What a skill.
Who knew that? He doesn't know that the Plymouth dialing code is 01752, though, does he?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I know that Grimmy has just been with Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean, for an interview. And you'll hear that tomorrow morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. That film, The Revenant, is getting absolute rave reviews everywhere. Like I said, it's the only film I've ever seen where it's wintry and men have beards that I enjoyed. Normally, I'm not interested. You'll hear the interview with Grimmy and Leonardo tomorrow morning. I know that Leonardo is in a hotel all day doing these interviews, and they have just broken out the champagne. Just seen it on Twitter. There's loads of glasses of champagne going around because he has been nominated for an Oscar for his role in The Revenant. That film has 12 nominations, including Best Picture and Director. But I've just seen that Tom Hardy is also nominated for his role in that film. Now, Leonardo DiCaprio doesn't have one single Oscar, which is unbelievable. Mm. What about if Tom Hardy gets one and he doesn't? That would be awful.
I think everything seems to be set for it being Leo. Do you not reckon?
No, but, well, I hope so. But people say this every year. Eminem's got more Oscars than Leonardo DiCaprio.
No way.
He hasn't got one. Hasn't got one. So tomorrow morning, Radio 1 Breakfast Show, talking about The Revenant, and you have to see that film. It's brilliant.
Well, you've seen the film. Who comes out better? Why would Tom Hardy win that over him?
Well, it's just the fact that he's been nominated. He is good in it, but Leonardo wins.
Yeah.
But I think we're all glossing over something incredible about the Oscars coverage, which maybe not a lot's been mentioned about. Shaun the Sheep, the movie, is up for an Oscar this year. Yes!
The Scott Mills Daily.
One. Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Abby.
Abby, where are you?
I'm in Ottawa, Canada.
Yes, International Radio 1 is on.
Yep, I'm an avid podcast listener.
Are you listening to podcast?
Yep, every day.
I love that. People from around the world can catch up with our show on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Do you get that from the Radio 1 website?
I do.
Amazing.
And when do you generally listen?
End of the day before I go to bed, just to wind down the day.
Yeah, a lot of people do use our podcast as a sleeping aid. Like, they listen for a couple of minutes and then they just drift off, which I'm taking as a compliment.
I usually get all the way to the end before I go to bed.
Oh, amazing. Okay, so it kind of relaxes you?
Yeah.
Is that because of our relaxing and calming British voices? Okay, yeah. That's a no.
So why do you download the podcast? Is there just nothing really going on in Canada on that front?
No, it's one of the best.
Oh, thanks.
Nice.
Anyway, how can we help you?
Well, I was listening to the podcast last week, and I know you were blowing Chris's mind with the time zones, and so I have something for him to think about.
We were chatting about this a lot over New Year, because Chris couldn't get his head around the fact that in Australia, for example, it's midnight before us, and they're celebrating New Year when it's fairly early on in the day for us.
No, I understand that there's time zones. It's just when it came to that bit of Christmas where everyone was getting excited for New Year's Eve, but then there were people around the world celebrating New Year's Eve. Mm. That was mad.
That's time zones.
And then there's all this thing about flying in between time zones. Remember, we had a couple of cabin crew on, and they were saying that they do New Year's Eve in one country, then go to another country and do it there.
Yeah, one of the cabin crew that called us had New Year three times in three different places. Also, I saw, and I didn't tell you at the time, there was a flight that took off from Tokyo in 2016 and then landed in Honolulu back in 2015.
What?
So it took off. It was 2016 in Tokyo, Japan, and then it landed in Honolulu, Hawaii, and it was still 2015. You get me?
Yeah, I do get you.
Yeah?
So they went backwards.
They almost went back in time.
Yeah. That's mad, isn't it?
So how many hours are you behind in Canada now, Abby?
5 hours in the past.
5 hours behind. So we're in the future to you.
You are.
So this is mad then. We're on the radio show right now. The Scott Mills Show is live on Radio 1,
right? Happening, yeah.
And you're... I mean, you can't listen because it's not the right time yet.
That's right.
Well, no, that's not right because the show is on.
We're doing a radio show right now.
Yeah, but you can listen to that online in Canada right now.
I guess I could listen,
In 5 hours' time.
No, now. The show is happening now.
We're doing the radio show. In 5 hours' time, she'll be able to listen to it.
No. Right? She's 5 hours behind.
This is so mad,
She's
isn't
5 hours behind, right?
Yes, so 1 o'clock for her, which is when the show starts, will be in 5 hours from before 1 o'clock.
Yes, it will, but our show is happening now. So if she wanted to, she could put Radio 1 on her computer or phone, and it would be happening now. The show is happening now.
Right, because she should be listening to Grimmy at 7 a.m.
No, it doesn't work like that, because we're in a different time zone to her.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is the whole point of us being here at Radio 1 is to do a show between 1 and 4.
Yes, but in other parts of the world, it's not 1 till 4.
Like 6 a.m. or whenever it is there, that she's doing it wrong.
No, but like I've got friends in Dubai that listen to the show every night, but we're on 4 till 7.
I know, so they shouldn't, should
they? No, but they can. Do you get this?
I do, but what I'm saying is she should listen to a show that is designed to be between 1 and 4, between 1 and 4. Otherwise, we're chatting about lunch and everything, and she's... She's there at breakfast time. It's rubbish.
Yes, primarily the show is for UK listeners. So yes, a lunchtime show, 1 till 4. But you can tune in from other parts of the world where it's not lunchtime.
Yeah, I'm aware of that because obviously she's on the phone. So I'm not saying that we're talking and in 5 hours' time she'll be able to hear that arrive in Canada.
You did say that.
I'm not saying that.
Well, what the show is on now. Anyway, what's your question to Chris that's going to blow his mind? It doesn't take much, to be honest, with time zones.
So if Australia is in the future...
So if Australia's in the future...
And America's in the past...
Yes, that's true.
And the world is round, what happens if you keep going both ways and meet? Is that the past or the future when you meet?
So do you mean if two people are doing that?
Yeah.
So what happens when they meet? I get what you're saying. One plane is going one way around the world into the future. The other plane is going the other way back into the past. Because of the time zone thing. What happens when they meet somewhere in the middle because the world is round?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. That's mad.
Well, there must be a point where you're flying over, where you can go, where the past and the future meet.
That's the present. Who do we get on for this? Is this Stephen Fry territory?
Well, no, I think she knows the answer.
Oh, do you know the answer?
The International Dateline, which runs down the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And if you go on one side, it's the past. And if you go on the other side, it's the future.
Whoa.
So
you can get in a boat and go back and forth.
I don't understand. So there is a line around the world where...
In the Pacific.
There's this one line. Step a foot over it.
And you're in the
past. 12 hours in the future or something. Step at the other side of it, you're 12 hours in the past.
Yeah, except for you can't step because it goes down the middle of the Pacific Ocean. So
But obviously I don't mean that you're walking on water.
I'll get a boat.
Don't be stupid. What I'm saying is...
I'll get a boot.
It's technically, there's a line.
Yeah, and if you get in your boat, you can go from yesterday to tomorrow.
That's incredible.
Just with a couple of strokes?
Just with a couple of strokes.
Wow, look at it.
I mean, that is...
I wish you could see him now.
That's mad, isn't it?
His brain is really trying to compute it, but it's not happening.
You make this sound like the simplest idea. That's brilliant, isn't it? No?
It's great.
So the guy sat next to me right now has just written on a piece of paper, what if you burn toast on one side of the line and cross the line, it will be unburned. Right? Trying to get me to basically say that I believe in time travel.
If you forget to do something, you can go back to yesterday.
No, you can't. You can't go back to yesterday. Now you're being ridiculous. No, what you can do is you can move back. The time will be different. The event won't change. Otherwise, listen, Mills, you'd be permanently holidaying over that line to try and get younger.
Yes.
Listen, it's something to think about.
I already have. But you're going to think about it more.
I do find that crazy.
That's really given him something to think about today. So thank you so much.
No problem.
And I think it's great that you listen to our podcast from Canada. So thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I love it.
Oh, thanks.
Great to talk to you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Greg James.
Good afternoon, everybody. Nice to see you all sober
nice
and all
see
that.
You sober. What have you been doing today?
Today, I've been very busily training for Sport Relief.
I can't believe you're doing this.
Morning, noon, and night. We're going to announce the full challenge next Thursday, but what we can say is that it's going to be from the 8th of February. It's going to be all over Radio 1. We have to listen to it all day, follow the story of it, and I'm going to be pushed quite hard, it's fair to say.
It's incredible.
You know the details, right? Just about?
I know very vague details.
Okay.
And it's absolutely incredible.
It's great. It is great.
Because it's the real deal.
I think it's one of those ones that when I get to Wednesday, I genuinely don't know how this will go because it's really
it's incredible.
Quite stupid.
is one word for it, yes.
In terms of the things I have to accomplish along the way,
yeah.
It's a bit... I don't think it's one of those ones that anyone's going to sit there and go, oh, I'd like to have a go at that. It's a stupid one.
It's going to make me feel massively inadequate.
well, hopefully...
And that's the main thing.
That's why I'm doing it. Make Chris feel inadequate. Anyway.
Greg's going to play Riddle No with us today, and I know that you've got lots of exciting stuff about the Brits on your show later.
Yeah, loads going on today. So Alice Levine is on the red carpet for the Brits 2016 launch. So that is the big thing where they announce all the nominations and they have a few performances and stuff. So loads of pop stars and celebrities will be down there. And Alice Levine on the red carpet, and we'll obviously get her to do some embarrassing stuff for... in front of the pop stars.
Obviously. Oscar nominations and Brits nominations in one day.
Yes. And okay. Danny Dyer's on today as well after 6 o'clock talking about Sport Relief.
Well, it's just the gift that keeps giving, isn't it?
Think sports, think Danny Dyer.
And Real or No Real Time.
Nick Grimshaw's interview with Leonardo DiCaprio was interrupted by a phone ringing. It was Leo's mum calling to congratulate him on his Oscar nomination.
I love that.
Obviously, you should really have your phone on silent if you're doing an interview, but sometimes people forget. And at the end of the day, you've just been nominated for an Oscar, so you can do what you want.
Well, Leo does what he wants.
Also, he'd need to have his phone on loud, wouldn't he? Because it was an important time. He knew he was expecting news, so he would leave his phone on that. He probably said at the start of the interview, "Look, I'm really sorry. If I do get a call, I'm going to have to stop you."
Yeah, I'm really fascinated with what famous people's phones are like. I like the idea of watching Leonardo DiCaprio on a phone. Yeah. What's in it? What apps has he got?
What apps?
What's he using?
What's in his secret folder file? That kind of thing.
Yeah, is he a WhatsApp kind of guy?
Yeah.
Does he use Facebook Messenger?
It is quite interesting, isn't it?
Do you reckon he does that game, you know, where you have to put your phone on your head and everyone else acts it out and it films you? Do you reckon he does that?
No.
I'm saying he records his sleep.
Yeah, I reckon he's got a sleep app.
But I like the idea that Leo just sort of uses the weather app and stuff.
Yeah, I want him to check the weather in different places around the world like I do. Do you think he's got book a table?
Maybe.
I don't think he probably needs that.
But you know, you can only get 5 or 6 places on the weather app, can't you? Sort of saved in there.
No, and you
got to
delete one.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to know what he would put in as his cities. Because he is generally all over the place, isn't he?
So, real or no real, there was Leonardo DiCaprio being interviewed by Nick Grimshaw earlier, which you can hear tomorrow morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. But a phone rings. He's like, I'm really sorry, it's my mum. She's probably going to congratulate me about my Oscar nomination.
Imagine it wasn't that, and it was just, can you come home? The dog really needs to be walked.
Yeah. Or PPI.
PPI, yeah. Sorry, it's haveigotppi.com again. Real or no real?
I think this is... I'm going to go real. It's a hopeful real.
I'd be so good. I think he's a real professional, so I think no real.
That one is no real.
No, no phones in the little conversation room they were in the hotel, but you can catch Grimmy's conversation with Leonardo on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to that interview. Next.
You can now buy an alarm clock that wakes you up with the smell of croissants.
Ooh.
Oof.
Oh, lovely.
Such a good idea.
What a smell.
If that's your smell.
I wouldn't be able to have that in my house at the moment, though, because I'm on this health kick and this smell of croissants would make me go out and buy them. and I would eat all of them.
So strong-willed as ever.
So what smell do you want? the smell of quinoa or something.
Yeah.
the smell of steamed kale.
Just a bit of cabbage.
Smell of eggs.
Just yeah, eggs. Chris doesn't know foods that are healthy or not at all. Mm. Croissants, healthy or not?
Healthier.
Healthier than what?
Say a full English.
No.
Not true.
Not true.
No. It's just butter.
Where do you stand on Frosties?
Really not that. Do you think they're healthy?
Well, no, I don't think they're healthy. Right. But
this is my idea.
What I'm saying is that or a croissant?
Probably marginally Frosties.
Yeah.
Worse.
There's nothing in it.
Because of the milk.
They're cornflakes, basically, with loads of sugar.
To be honest, cornflakes aren't that good for you.
No.
Oh, come off it.
They're not really. Not really.
Cornflakes.
This has given me and the producer an idea for a new game where we test what Chris thinks is healthy or not. No, and we're going to put some stuff in an envelope.
But cornflakes, you're mad.
No, I mean, they're
next
not.
Next you'll be saying, like, Weetabix.
They're not really healthy.
Weetabix are fine, but it's, you know.
Fine. What's healthier than Weetabix?
Do you know?
It's literally the most boring breakfast. It's got to be healthy.
Okay, I don't want to slag off Weetabix. I love a Weetabix.
I eat Weetabix all the time. I'm not slagging it off.
I'm just saying, it's not. Like, if you have 10, it's not great.
Do you not think this is a good game, though?
It's an amazing game. Right. Do you know what it is? It's a Christmas book.
Yeah.
This is a book. Get this out for Christmas.
When we all came back to Radio 1 after Christmas, I was like, right, come on, lads, we need to start making our lunches healthier. He was like, okay, then, bagels. No.
Cornflakes are, yeah, you got
not
that wrong.
Not bagels. Anyway.
You've got it wrong.
You have.
You've got it wrong. So you got that wrong, Greg.
You got that wrong. Real or no real, there is an alarm clock that clock.
Hello.
Oh, easy now.
Yep.
There is an alarm clock that wakes you up with the smell of croissants.
So what smell would you rather?
The alternative
Scott?
Would be awful.
I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, it smells of croissants, dear.
What have you been doing?
Real or no real?
I'd say probably real.
Real.
You can now buy...
Oh, shut up.
Oh, it's thrown him.
He's panicking.
Oh, I've gone red.
He knows it's gone wrong.
Shut up.
That one is real.
It's real. Yeah. You can now buy an alarm clock that does wake you up the smell of croissants. Also, you can choose to be woken up by the smell of espresso, seaside, money, and lush jungle.
Money?
Money, yeah.
Well, and like, don't worry. Money in your pocket?
Yeah, just like rich smell. And don't worry if you sleep through the smell. There's also an emergency alarm.
You're saying jungle?
You smell like a lush jungle, yeah. If it, when
what's
it wakes
a lush
you up.
Jungle smell?
Like a big
bizarre phrase.
Like when you're in the rainforest, like a lush like jungle.
Lush jungle.
You know what I mean? When it's been raining in that.
All the bush. Lush jungle.
And next,
track of the day artist Jason Derulo rips a T-shirt off his chest at every one of his live shows.
Well, obviously, this is real.
What a waste.
When you do this, though, do you reckon he sort of prepares for it, so you cut a little bit?
Definitely.
Because you have you ever tried ripping off your own shirt? It's difficult.
No, and when have you, please? When have you done that? Go on, tell us.
I can't remember, but it's a
oh, well,
really,
you obviously
it's,
have. Then.
It's a really tricky thing to do.
Please welcome Chris Stark.
Hello,
from Radio
ladies.
Hey, dare one of you to try it now.
No. I really hope
honestly,
that he's going to the shop that rhymes with Crymark. Otherwise, that's a big waste.
It's so much harder than you think. So, which would suggest to me?
What t-shirt?
Go on.
No,
go on.
Nice
I'll give you so much respect if you try and rip your own shirt off and let me film.
No,
all right. No, I just for the challenge element of it. What I'm saying is, you've got to pre-do a little bit.
All right. Well, when you did it, what went wrong?
What?
When you tried to rip
just
your shirt
off.
It
all sort of curls up on itself.
Right, so you have done it.
I'll try
it. You're so tempted.
I'm going to try it.
This is so good.
No, don't ruin that t-shirt.
Hang on a minute.
Don't ruin that t-shirt, please.
Hang on a minute.
Oh, I don't like it.
Greg, go. I got massive respect for that.
You don't need to pre-rip.
Oh, what?
That's impressive. Well done, Greg.
Well, that's ruined.
It's an oldie. Oh, it smells like croissants.
I'm sorry, I'll move away. Jason Derulo rips a T-shirt off at every gig, real or no real.
Well, it's easily done. I'm going to say it's real.
Yes. Real, yeah.
That one is real.
I can't believe he's just done that.
What a video.
Yes, Jason said in a US magazine interview that he does it because when he was younger, he was so self-conscious he used to wear a t-shirt when he went swimming. Not anymore. He ripped it off, ladies. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
Well, I think Greg's the real winner here.
Despite having a ripped t-shirt.
Points-wise, 20 apiece. But I'm getting that video straight up on Instagram.
Do it. The Scott Mills Daily. Avon Nation and Sale on BBC Radio 1. What's going on with that video, Chris? The Nation wants it.
Yeah, all good, man. I've got it up on my Instagram, my Twitter. I think, can we retweet that from Radio 1's Twitter as well? Yes, we will.
Okay, well, we'll ask.
I've got to tell everyone about the most diva thing you've ever said in your whole life.
What?
You looked out the window, the sun is streaming in, you went, oh, that sun's so bright at this time of day, every day. We'll get it moved for you, shall we?
Move that for tomorrow, thank you. Those are Thursday's best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1, including a Who game. First one of 2016. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.